Still on the first page of that little booklet that you have a diagram of the four bodies. So as human beings, we have three minds and four bodies. We have a physical body, which is the one we're aware of. You then have an emotional body, a mental body, and a spiritual body. And the three minds live in the four bodies. The physical body is the body that all of the other bodies and the minds call home. And the unconscious mind lives in the emotional body, the conscious mind lives in the mental body, and the higher self lives in the spiritual body. Just the physical body is real, as in it has substance. The other three bodies are non-physical, they're energetic bodies. In fact, each of the three energy bodies is divided into two. So we have a lower emotional, upper emotional, lower mental, upper mental, lower spiritual, and upper spiritual. So really, we have seven bodies. The lower emotional body is where we keep our desires and urges. Those things that kick in when you sort of like get into early teens. Then your upper emotional body is where we keep our emotions, both negative emotions and positive emotions. Emotions like anger, sadness, fear, and guilt. Emotions like happiness, joy, excitement, motivation. The lower mental body is where we keep concrete, specific, tangible thinking. Whereas in the upper mental body is where we have lofty, conceptual thinking. The lower spiritual body is where we have our yearning for spirituality, our yearning to know God, whatever God might mean to you. And the upper spiritual is beyond words. It's indescribable. It's a pure spiritual experience. So we have seven bodies in total, six non-physical and one physical. If you've heard of the chakra systems in the body, which comes from the East Indian tradition, then each of those seven bodies has its own chakra, which we'll talk about in more detail in the next track.